Hey, Bruce Pratt and Carrie Haskell here for your Monday Downtown. In a minute, we expect to be speaking with Rich Reichenbach, the head coach of the University of Maine women's ice hockey team. So I think we have Rick right online with us now. We have Rick with us. Good morning, good afternoon, Coach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in. So I watched both games over the weekend, and I wanted to start out by asking you, what you trusted a lot of freshmen and sophomores out there. Did you? I know that you wanted to win both games. Probably believe you should have. How did you feel about the new players?
Yeah, I mean, we watched obviously a ton of video in the last 2 days, kind of reviewing the weekend, and I think, you know, you want those new players to do things that they do well and do the things that you recruited them for. And you know, there was a ton of freshmen and sophomores playing in pretty key roles. Some pretty big boots to fill from seniors that graduated. So we were really happy with the freshmen and the D and how those younger players, you know, handled the puck. They were able to make plays. They were able to get shots. Morgan Sadler scored the game-winning goal in the power play, which is, you know, kind of something she does really well. She's able to get her quick shot off. She was right in the middle on the power play. You know, Rahel Ensler, the freshman girl from Switzerland, you know, was able to make plays with the puck, got Ida Kay a bunch of passes where she was able to get good shots on that. And then Elise Morphy on D, you know, she played with Taylor Leach, our captain, and, you know, really, she likes to rush the puck. She likes to be physical. She did all the things that you know, kind of we recruited her for. So we were really happy with that, to see that right off the bat, especially with no preseason, no out-of-conference games, just going into that hockeyist weekend.
You got another good weekend out of Ida Kuopala, starting where she left off last year. I think she had 19 goals last year. She's already got 3 in 2 games. Her first goal was as good a snipe as you're ever going to see. Do you notice that she, and I'm sure you do, she's drawing a lot of attention?
Yeah, I think, you know, that sophomore season, especially for a goal scorer, I think is the hardest one, because, you know, your freshman year, you kind of fall under the radar a little bit. I think especially with Teresa Vanazova, you know, being our kind of leading goal scorer the previous few years, she kind of drew a lot of attention, and they were on 2 different lines. So, you know, we knew there'd be a lot of focus on Ida Kay, and she was able to score 3 times, you know, a different way each time, once on a deflection, you know, once on the penalty kill, and once on the power play. So it was nice to see her kind of start where she finished off. And, you know, she had a great off season. You know, she's trying to fight to be on the Finnish national team to play in the next Olympics, who finished 2nd in the last world championship. And her off season, she was completely dedicated. Obviously, with everything going on, it was a little bit tricky, but she found a way to come back in excellent shape and be ready for that first weekend.
Now, one of your players is still in Russia. Do we think we're going to get Ms. Tereshkina back soon?
We hope so. You know, she, in true Dasha style, she did a little dance for our team and said, "Go Black Bears," and sent it to our group and our group text message. And, you know, we've been working to try and get her an appointment at her embassy since, you know, the middle of July. She has an appointment for the middle of December, and we're hoping to get her back by January, hopefully. But, you know, the ultimate teammate, you know, she lives in Russia, obviously not around the corner by any means. And, you know, she's a senior, so it's a tough situation. But we had her jersey. We set up a stall for her. We sent her some pictures of it. But we're hoping to get her back as soon as possible.
Yeah, she's somebody I miss. excuse me. I love talking to her. As you look around Hockey East, obviously Boston College has somebody that can put the puck in the net. But what does it look like to you across the vast landscape? I mean, it's very hard to tell. Not many people have played. Is Boston College as good? Is New Hampshire maybe not as good? Do we know anything yet, or are we going to have to wait till after the first of the year?
No, I think, you know, Northeastern is from a skill standpoint, I think, is a step above most teams in our league. They got Providence leading scorer who transferred there, so that they'll be very deep. BUBC will be strong. UNH, they had a strong year last year. They graduated a very big, important senior class, very similar to us. I think, obviously, we just played Holy Cross. We know their coach very well. She's a Mainer, and they are vastly improved.
Yes.
UConn graduated. They're starting goaltender and two-thirds of their top line. So I think for a lot of teams, they're in a similar situation as us. Is they've had some key pieces, either goal scorers, either top defensemen like Providence had that graduated, or starting goaltender for a few years that have graduated, and we're kind of seeing, you know, who's going to step up, who's going to fill different roles. Are those underclassmen and recruits going to be able to fill the roles that those players who've kind of been pillars for their programs the last 2 to 3 to 4 years who have moved on?
Well, you have a goaltender as a senior who I think was undefeated last year, but had to play behind arguably one of the best goalies we've ever had at Maine, and I would argue one of the better goalies I've ever seen in Hockey East in Carly Jackson. But Lauren Porter gave you a very steady performance. She was victimized in what to me is the strangest goal I think I have ever seen. It was waved off. It appeared to change direction on a high stick. I don't know because I'm watching on television. And then they come out and they call it a good goal. Did you get any explanation as to why they made the decision they made?
Yeah, I mean, they both, you know, they just said that upon video review that they thought that the puck wasn't touched, and it was conclusive that it wasn't touched, which obviously was hard to accept, and you know, that was the only explanation we got. But you know, you were one of the many people who texted me after the game with their true feelings about that. Obviously I can't comment on that, but
no,
it was a tough way. I mean, we didn't have our best game Saturday.
No.
You know, we shouldn't have put ourselves in that situation at all. It was an unfortunate goal, but, you know, we got to find a way to produce a little bit more offense. We can't, you know, we can't rely on winning the 1-0 or the 2-1 games like we did probably at the end of last year. So it was unfortunate.
Yeah, It was. I am, like the way Ella McLean showed up as a sophomore, I thought she had and Nicole Pateman were steady on defense.
Yeah, no, our defense is definitely, I think, our strong point. It's where we return the most veterans. It's where we are able to create a lot of offense with Ida Press and Ella. And Andy Anderson was able to play her first game. And Kennedy Little got some ice time and had some really good showings. And Olivia King, the girl from Old Town who played at Taft and then is a freshman. So we were really excited to kind of obviously see our veteran defensemen make good plays and our sophomores step up and run power plays and have success. And we did really well on the special teams and the systems of our game. We just got to clean up some of our puck decisions, but you know, defensively, we're really happy with what we saw this past weekend.
Before I let you go, has any player in your time in Maine made more progress from freshman year to senior year than your captain, Taylor Leach?
No, there's Katie Massey comes to mind, obviously.
Yep.
A player from Maine who played in Waterville, but you know, Taylor was playing on a Hebron team, and I'd seen her play at national camp, and she was an aggressive player, and she worked extremely hard, and you know, we were hoping that she would be a depth defenseman, but you know, she's very accountable. She's able to accept, you know, the coaching. She's able to implement it. She was able to transform every aspect of her game, whether it's, you know, her breakouts, her strength, her speed, her hockey IQ. You know, and I think this year, I know she's been working on, you know, she wants to be on the power play. She's on the power play. It's like if she sets her mind to do something, she can do it. And, you know, we're very fortunate because I don't know if you know this, Bruce, but she's coming back for a fifth year, and so is Lauren Porter. So, you know, we're excited for her to be a captain, not just this year, but next year and lead our team.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to be able to ask that question because I wasn't sure how the rules worked. I had heard that through the grapevine. That's really exciting. Two great kids worked really hard. Well, Coach, thanks for spending time with us. Good luck. You got UConn coming in this weekend. Was it 6 o'clock on Friday night and 1 o'clock on Saturday or 2 o'clock on
Saturday?
2 o'clock on Saturday. Those games will be streamed. You can pick them up. And I only wish I could see you guys in person. So give the kids my best and the best to Sarah and your kids. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Right. That was Rick Reichenbach, the head women's hockey coach at the University of Maine. Your Black Bear reports are presented by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. BennettAutoCenter.com.